Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
For those of you who don't know what this concept is, you what? Should if you've been following our show for so long. Because Alan and I simply go on the internet, we find weird, wonderful stories that kind of make you laugh and have a giggle. Mm-hmm. Not trying to make fun, he does, but we're just trying to have a bit of a laugh about the world that we live in and the types of things that we see coming out in terms of people having their own medical remedies that they have, different outfits such as Power Rangers lingerie that's coming out, different types of beer that you can get from around the world, dolls, cinemas, and all these different things. Who would like to go first?
Well, I'd like to start with my one, if we can, guys. Now, I'm not reading this from a website. I'm going to tell you guys a story, because this story happened to a person I know. And this person, I have informed this person that I'm going to be telling this story on the show. I am not to mention names. I'm not to mention locations, but I might drop a location. Let's just say it happens down here in Australia. But this story is an unbelievable story that I was told probably about 2 months ago during lunch where I am. So let's start. Okay. Let's paint a bit of a picture right here. You're going out. You're at home one night. Nothing much is going on. And you've got... Your phone blows up. What you doing? This is what you're getting a message from this said person. Not much. What's really going on with you? Not much really. I'm in Geelong. Geelong is a part of Melbourne down here, guys, where it's quite a bit far away. Especially in this particular person, where this person lives, is in Croydon. So they'll come back to it. What are you doing? Not much. I'm in Geelong, hanging out, having a few drinks, and partying with my boys. Oh, really? Why don't you come over? Oh, yeah, sure, no problems. So, said person, how am I meant to get to Geelong? Well, it's from Geelong to Croydon. Can't drive, half pissed. Pissed means drunk. So, actually going right there, going, might catch an Uber. So we've been on Ubers ourselves. I gave a 5-star rating to a man who nearly killed us.
Alan 5-stars everybody.
I 5-star everyone. Okay,
thank
5-star.
You'll be sweating. Thank you.
Yeah, I nearly fucking died. You ran over several animals on the way here. 10 points.
But thank you for the lift, though.
Thank you for the lift, mate. And Tom goes.
And here's your $200 for the drive.
Thank you very much. And for you over here, you've been fucking giving him a 5-star L. I did.
Yep.
So, said person comes over. Takes an Uber all the way down to Croydon. Said person comes into the house, walks in and says, hey, just come right in. Everything's fine. All right. So this is between a man and a woman. So some action starts to happen. Bit of unclothing, bit of kissing, bit of touching, bit of intercourse. Right in the middle of intercourse, said person... who's in the story, who's this all about, arrives. When I say arrives...
Yeah.
She climaxes. She does the face. Did the face. Mm. Does the thing. Okay. You can get off now.
Ah.
Said person going, what? Why? No, no. I'm happy. Get off.
Oh.
Okay. Mind you, this is, say, 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. So it's the Lord's Day.
The milk's nearly here.
Yeah, the milkman will be here soon. Same with the paper. The Sunday paper's quite chunky down here in Australia. Said person says, get off. Said other person gets off. Oh, you can go now.
You can go now.
put on your clothes and fuck off.
Oh.
Puts on clothes.
Thank you.
Puts on shirt. Can you stop your dog from barking? The dog starts to attack the said person. While the other person is in bed. Is number one, is quite satisfied and does not want to move from the bed. So it's still no clothes, in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You can go. Can you tell your dog to stop? No. Okay. Gets to the door and goes, what am I meant to do now? Person says, the Maccas will be open in an hour. Closes the door, lock the door.
Oh my God.
That guy, guys, is based on a true story that was told from a friend of mine. That is 100% true grade A Australian beef.
Did you go to the Maccas after?
He got a friend. Yeah. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, that was me. Did you go to Maccas out?
Did you get hash brown or?
Describe the food, motherfucker. So
it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. No. Because I'm not single. I'm very, very happy in the relationship. Oh, but
that's cold-blooded.
That's exactly the same word I said to this person. Cold-blooded.
That's bad.
But did receive it. There was a main reason why. People are going, oh my God, why was that person such a bitch? There's reasons why to this. Mm. And I'm going to tell you right now. Oh, you're a teacher, are you? You're a teacher's aide, are you?
Mm.
So you work with retards, do you? So you're pretty much a glorified ass wiper, are you? These kids are not benefiting to the world at whatsoever. Ha ha ha, you work with retards.
Was that a text?
That was a text, and also what this person would say.
Just snap the cock off. Just snap it off. Fatality.
So, yeah, true story.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh. That's terrible.
Now, let's talk about the price. So, let's think about it. You got an Uber from, say, on Saturday.
Over $100. Saturday
morning. Let's keep going, brother.
What? Over $100?
Let's keep going.
$200.
Let's keep going.
Fuck off. No, paying $300.
Close.
What?
$250. Yeah.
From Geelong to here.
From Geelong to Croydon. To get told, get into the bed, passionate.
Get out.
I've just climaxed. You don't get to come. Get out. Your dog. No. The Maccas will be open in an hour. Quick.
That's disgusting.
Greatest story I've ever been told.
Terrible, terrible world we live in, people.
It is the wonderful world we live in.
That's terrible.
Like that story.
I don't like that story. That's sad.
Why?
Just how bad people can be.
But this is what the person who said this, though, in the message was made to leave.
Mm.
So, hang on, are you confused by this?
I'm confused by this.
No. The girl asked the guy to leave. He paid...
He travelled. I thought it was a girl coming.
No. He paid $250.
But who wrote the text?
He did.
After or earlier?
During.
Oh, my Lord.
This is a build-up. A bit of confusion, sorry. But yeah, the guy is a cock.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Terrible.
The woman.
So she got karma, though, on
him. She got karma on him. You're not allowed to come. You leave.
But
your dog is attacking me.
It's biting it.
It's biting my dick. It's still hard.
Oh, get off, mate.
Get off, mate.
Let's go back to the dog. Come on.
is attached to your dick. It's my dog.
Excuse me. I can't hear. What's the order? Welcome. So Karma came back and got him then.
And bit him on the dick.
Take that, mate.
This is a salute to you, said person. I know you probably won't be listening, but I did say to you that your story will be up on the show. Will be told. And it's one of the greatest stories ever told.
Good Karma, then. Good Karma. Come back and got
you. And that is my edition of the wonderful world we live in.
Mine just froze here. So you see. I've had a tech issue with mine. I'm putting the song in. Okay, here we go.
I might do that later. Fuck off.
Okay, this is from mirror.uk. This is the headline. Men can now buy clear plastic shorts. I just froze, wait. And they're bound to make people blush. Clear plastic beach shorts for men now exist. What's happening? It's all freezing on me. Now exist, and unsurprisingly, they leave little to the imagination. So that's the actual shorts you can buy now, like that.
Okay, yeah. That's where we are, guys. We're looking at clear shorts. And he's... this is really...
planning your next holiday?
No.
And want to... and want to make a strong impression?
Not really.
When you hit the beach?
Nope.
Well, fellas, we just have the thing for you if you want something a little different from your usual swimming trunks. Four words, guys. Transparent, waterproof beach shorts.
Okay.
Why does my internet just keep cutting out? Yeah. Yes... they are really something that does exist, and they can be yours for $26.99.
$26 for clear shorts.
Yeah. You got a hand in there, though.
Adjust one.
I don't know why he's doing that. The clear plastic clothing trend has been seen in women's wear for a while, with clear plastic skirts being sold on prettylittlething.com. But now it seems the bizarre craze has entered the world of men's wear as well. Made by Maverick Swimwear, the shorts are mostly see-through, but with the neon lime green lining and lime green drawstring. The company's website says, the next generation of transparent beach shorts is here. Berlin waterproof transparent shorts, lime leave it totally up to you if you want to wear a colourful statement Speedo underneath or just go bare for fun.
Shouldn't do that.
No.
Don't do that. Okay. There are children.
The polyester shorts come with neon lighting and makes you pop out in front of the crowds. They also add that the shorts are an exclusive limited edition, so it sounds like you'll have to be quick if you want to get your hands on a pair. Although we're not sure how many people are rushing out to buy them.
Zero.
As the resounding opinion on social media seems to be a big fat no. Twitter users have branded them tacky and said that they very much hope the trend does not catch on. One person wrote, why? Just why?
There's no reason.
The fourth person added, the shorts were a recipe for sweaty junk. First person simply replied, God no, so tacky. Others joked that they would only wear them if they lost a bet with their friends. So that story again, the headline is, men can now buy clear plastic shorts and they're bound to make people blush.
All right, when the summertime hits, guys,
yep.
Guys, you're going to get a pair of...
I'll definitely get a pair. I'll just wear them casually.
Look at that, though. So, well, hang on. He's just wearing, like, a Brazilian jean.
Yeah. And then the shorts over the top.
So, is that for, like, if you want to get your cheeks...
I have no idea.
Cheeks, a bit of... You know, you don't want to get tan lines, so...
But there's a trend, guys.
That's not a trend. It's not a trend, Tom.
Oh, wait. Comments, L.
Yeah. Sorry. I forgot.
You want to get some or...
I don't see there's a real purpose of wearing it.
Yeah, no, there isn't.
You might as well just walk around with a G-banger on. Was that from to protect you from sharks?
It doesn't say what it's... Octopus? It's more of a look.
Man-o-wars.
It's about making an impact. But you can walk around like that, hey, babe. At the house there, after a swim.
No, not me. Not with that shirt. Not with that body. Why? Half my belly's hanging out over my junk, so I don't think so. Hey, now. Do you see my new shorts?
Where's the band? It's there.
What band? I ripped it off. I couldn't get them on.
Where's the string? It's gone.
On my head. I'm Rambo.
I'm Rambo.
And there it is, guys.
And there you go, guys. That is the wonderful world we live in.
Do you like professional wrestling, movies, sports, pop culture? Do you want to hear three wacky guys talk about any and all combinations of any of these things? Well, View from the Top Rope is the podcast for you. Releasing weekly on Thursdays, Diesel, JR, and myself, Chad, answer any and all questions from our amazing high flyers. Listen to View from the Top Rope only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network across iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and multiple others. View from the Top Rope, your favorite podcast, favorite podcast.
It's time for everyone's favorite segment, The Wonderful World We Live In. Now, last month, what did I do? What was my story? Mine was about... what was it now? Do you remember your one?
I actually, on a previous show that we're talking about, the night show, the last night show, I did three.
You did
two. But I only did titles.
Yeah, that would do.
So they were...
listen to this, guys.
Florida man threatens to chop off a friend's hand, chop up a friend for not with a machete for not flushing the toilet. The next one's Thai old man caught nude having sex with a cow. And this one, from our home and native land, Australia, two Australian farmers will be jailed for snuggling pig semen and shampoo bottles.
Aussie.
Fucking oi oi!
Come on,
hurry up!
Fill the bottles up!
Jeez.
How
do you do it?
The wonderful world we live in.
Mm-hmm. And that's Australia. That's
in
our backyard.
Aussie. Yeah. Oh, fuck no. Mm-hmm. Terrible. And this side note too, the last one that we just did for A Wonderful World We Live In was our 30th companion of it, which means it was our 60th story. This will be 61 and 62 today. That's a lot of stories, guys. That's a lot of depravity. Is that a word? Depravity in the world?
Depravity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds a bit... Oh, look out.
Use more proper England.
Very learned.
Learned English.
Who wants to go first?
Because
I can't find what mine was.
That's all right. Let's just move on. Mine was a short one. I just found it. I've been looking at this for quite a while. So this was
so nice, this coffee.
Good. Enjoy. I got this from the 9gag app and also the 9gag.com on Facebook. Here we go. Amusement park will pay couples $600 to lie in a coffin together for 30 hours straight.
30 hours?
Amusement park will pay couples $600 to lie in a coffin together for 30 hours straight.
I don't think I can do that.
Uh-huh, here we go. Six Flags America is challenging couples 18 and over to a claustrophobic test of endurance. Spends 30 long hours together inside a 65.72-inch coffin. The coffins won't actually be buried beneath the ground. So they won't be buried beneath the ground.
You're just sitting in it.
You're just sitting in them. The challenge will begin at 4 p.m. on Friday, September 27. That's right. Look at your time.
That's 5 days from now.
5 days from now.
I can get to UK by then. Come on, Mel.
This is Americana.
Oh, America. Sorry, I'm going to divert.
Yeah. And I thought it was London. Will end at 10 p.m. the next day. Yeah. In addition of spending 30 straight hours alongside a friend or a partner, coffin dwellers will be required to participate in extra challenges that will test their bravery. According to the official rules, eating, checking social media, and sending emails to update the outside world on their status of their pulse and will allow during diagnosis breaks. When the coffin lid is open, the contestants will be allowed to sit up but not leave the wooden beds. Last part coming up. There will be a 6-minute restroom breaks for every 3 hours. But any couple that leaves the coffin outside the breaks will be disqualified.
And what do you win? What was the prize?
$600.
$600 with 30 hours. What's a weird number, though? $600. What would they make it rounded off to, like, 500 or 1,000?
Don't know. Just how it is.
Could you do it? Are you lying side by side or on top of each other?
Well, according to the pictures, I wouldn't wear pants, I'm looking how it is. Yeah. Well, according
and
to the pictures.
And then what do you do for the other 29 hours and 54 minutes, Tom?
Well, so how they've lined it up, it's sort of
so you're side by side.
You're side by side. You're not actually inside with
your
actual
partner. Can't do anything, though.
What? You can masturbate.
No, if I'm with the partner, I'm like, hey, come here. You can't.
What, you're going to fuck in the coffin?
Yeah, well, 6 minutes or so.
Hey, we've got 6 minutes, quickly. Let me just play.
And then we just look up for the rest of the time. Look no. up. How's work?
How's work?
Works good, yeah. Yeah.
I could do it.
Doing Broadcast soon. Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
You're still doing that show, are you?
Oh, why?
Hey.
Did you hear the chicken?
We just heard a chicken.
Did you hear the chicken?
I actually heard
it. Got the door open. Give me my come in.
Let me in. So there you go, guys. An amusement park will pay you $600 to sit in a coffin for 30 hours.
That's crazy.
And that is my wonderful world we live in.
So 4 p.m. in the afternoon to 10 p.m. at night.
The next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Mine one's a bit different. Mine one's from Mirror.uk. Because I love Mirror.uk.
Oh, yes. They bring us a lot of joy.
Yeah. I'll read the headline or the story.
Give us the headline.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Good start.
Oh, boy.
26.
Oh,
pays women £100 to give him a wedgie in public as a part of his fetish.
Yep, alright, here we go.
A city worker from Camberwell, London, admits that he receives a wedgie every other week and likes the humiliation, pain, and domination.
Ugh.
We are the nation of domination in the background. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. I don't know why. I keep doing Iron Man Johnson song.
You do.
Sorry.
Okay. The London city worker has divulged how he pays upwards of £100 to be given wedgies in public. The man, who wants to keep his identity shrouded in secrecy...
Thomas Harrison.
Yes. ...believes his unusual fetish started when bullies carried out the act on him at school.
Stop.
Actually, wait.
Hey, don't.
Dude, this is getting weird now. You're asking us for it.
Yeah, you're right.
The Camberwell resident who wants to be referred to as Bobby, or Tommy. Particularly likes being given a wedgie by women in crowded places.
Oh.
So he wants an audience.
Yeah, yeah.
He told MyLondon.com, it is the perfect combination of humiliation, domination, and pain. The 26-year-old explained, it's difficult to say when the thought of the wedgie shifted from a nightmare being given by the bullies to something now that I really, really like.
Oh.
And he's even shown a picture here of a ripped pair that a woman did for him recently.
Oh, that's the atomic.
Yeah, it's an atomic. Yeah.
Oh.
It is fair to say that I've enjoyed a fair amount of wedgies growing up. My school was pretty brutal. I remember one occasion in particular, at the end of term, aged about 15, when I was hoisted up onto a tree branch by my underwear and left there. I remember a group of girls just stood there laughing at me and went on their way to class. To add insult to injury, I had to be helped down by the teachers. Wish I hadn't had such strong underwear on that day. I can't say that that occasion was when the fetish started, but I certainly vividly remember that group of girls laughing. At university, I knew quite a big group of very confident girls who would jokingly give me wedgies every now and then. By this stage, it had definitely become something that I didn't mind. Called wedgering, Bobby said that since grown to enjoy the experience and prefers women to do it because it's more humiliating that way. He said, being hung by your underwear, you're helpless to stop it. And just the idea of underwear is such a private thing. Having it pulled out and on display is embarrassing. Plus, there's the dominance of that person has over you when they are giving you the wedgie.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do. You just have to deal with the pain. So someone having much power over you is quite enthralling.
Oh.
Bobby said he receives a wedgie around every other week, although it does vary. He spends hundreds a month on his fetish, but says he can now afford it because he now works in the city. Nearly done. How much I pay slightly depends on how good the wedge is, he said. The most I have spent was $100 for one when two women ripped my pants off in Hyde Park on a busy Sunday afternoon.
That's church time.
Yep.
What the God?
He said he is given wedgies in many public locations across London, even in Oxford Street, but it usually is just in a park or an open space. I don't have a particular favourite place, but somewhere busy is always good. Now, I'll just go to the last bit here.
Mm-hmm.
He said it is tricky, in quotation marks, to find people who will give him a wedgie, but he often uses social media. I think there are a lot of people who have a wedgie fetish, like me, to be honest. I really don't know anyone who does, but there's lots of accounts on social media. I know that there are dominatrix who specialise in giving people wedgies too. And the headline is, Man, 26, pays women £100 to give him a wedgie in public as a part of a fetish. Comments, Al.
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
Come on, seriously. Like, some people have kinks out there, you know? Some people like to use a feather. Some people like to use the whole chicken. But what the fuck? Seriously.
What's your plans, bro? Oh, I was going to head in the city. What for? I've got some friends.
Got some new pairs of undies that need to be broken in.
Oh, you doing that? Oh, no, cool.
Yeah, we're done. The broadcast is done.
Hey, guys, welcome to the broadcast. We're doing our wedgie today. We've got Alan here on the side. Hey, what's up, people? Live show. What's up? Who would like to give this guy his wedgie? Anyone stand up? No one's standing up. Please come out. Al, turn off. Stop recording.
Get to the train.
Grab the mic, Al.
Fuck it. We'll leave it behind.
Left my charger.
Jeez, it was really expensive.
Your wife's one.
It was my wife's. It was my son's.
Oh. Well, there you go, guys. There's our 62nd story and the end of our 31st edition of The Wonderful World We Live In.
Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Adam.
And we encourage you to come listen to a very special program.
A podcast, unlike anything you've heard before. Right, Brian?
What? No, dude. Everyone has a podcast.
Everyone has a podcast.
What's our show about?
We talk about comedy,
sports,
science,
topical news,
meat hunting,
music,
podcasting,
Matthew McConaughey,
vision,
health and fitness,
horse cocks,
technical difficulties,
buffaloes,
popular culture,
maybe a little too much about the Asians.
Aw, y'all army so cute and tiny. Edits. Check us out on Twitter at EHAP Podcast. Listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher, or through our website, www.ehappodcast.com. Contact us directly through ehappodcast@gmail.com. Like and subscribe on YouTube under EHAP Podcast. We're also on Facebook and Grindr.
Really? We're on Facebook?
I think so.
And then that's also the episode, I think it was, that we introduced The Wonderful World We Live In.
Jesus.
Holy shit. And I think we've reached, like, I don't know, I think issue 40 or something like that. So we've done, like, nearly 80 stories of, like, Wonderful World We Live In. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's where we just simply jump online, like, you know, Daily Mail or Mirror.uk or Huffington Post, and we just find a weird story and discuss it. And the thing is that what makes it really cool is that both Alan and I don't know the story that each person's about to talk about. So that's literally the reaction you're going to get. And we've covered some pretty weird things from like puppy play to people using eels as a stomach treatment.
Yes.
We went through the fidget spinner craze that was going through last year.
Yeah, but it also went up someone's bottom by mistake.
Yeah.
Whoops.
We've talked about a person getting stabbed with a knife at a Halloween festival.
Do you like a knife?
With a real knife. A guy collecting penises in jars at a funeral home.
Must have been son.
What the fuck?
Yep.
And we just discuss it. So that's actually started back there when we did our very first story. Alan's was the piss dungeon.
Yeah.
And I was the guy in Sweden that actually, you know...
I don't want to be a little man anymore. I want to be, when I grow up, is a little girl.
Yeah. A 54-year-old male decided he wanted to be not an infant child, but a young child, and was adopted in by a family.
Yep.
And, like, I will say, like, even times have changed. Like, when we spoke about that, it was a different time in the world, because I think the world now can be a lot more accepting.
Yes.
So, you know, with transgender people, gay and lesbian people, I support all people in life. If you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. All we ask for is respect both ways. I don't care anything about that stuff, I'll support you.
Yes.
And I think around that stuff, it was more around what supports are there for this guy. You know, he's lived this life that he had, and now suddenly he wants to revert back to a child and be female and dress up. And it's like, what? That's what my question was. Well, yes, we had a laugh at the situation, but what supports are there for him? Because the world today, I think, would be more supportive. Maybe not back then, but I think it's the world we live in now, that there's just so many different cultures out there, and we have to keep this world going, guys, for the next generation as well. So,
that's true, true.
Alan's got a story. I think he's looking at his phone. We already learned about weird things last time.
Well, here we go. 9gag.com. Russian man sues Apple for turning him gay. A Russian man has sued Apple after claiming a mysterious message sent to his iPhone turned him gay, according to the Moscow Times.
Can I just say something really quick? Sure. I thought you said at the headline, man plans to sue an Apple for turning him gay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, it's Snow White, you know, bite the apple and get sick. I'm like, in my mind, this guy, that Apple... I actually like dudes now. Like, that apple made him. So I heard an A apple, but
yes.
I just, you didn't say that, but that's what I heard in my mind.
No. The man, identified as D. Remiznikov, alleged that he's become marooned as a same-sex relationship after receiving 69 gay coins instead of bitcoins.
Okay.
That he ordered, and on a payment app that he downloaded on his iPhone in 2017. The unknown sender then said to include an English language messenger that Rosnikov interrupted as, "Don't judge without trying." Rosnikov wrote an accomplished poem published by Gruskov on Wednesday. I thought, indeed, how I judged something without even trying, and decided to try same-sex relationships. I can say, after the passages of 2 months, that I am marooned and intermittently with the members of my own sex, and I can't get out. I have a steady boyfriend, and I don't know how to explain to my parents. After receiving this information message, my life has changed for the worse, and will never become normal again. Rizanikov is seeking over $15,000 in damages from Apple for manipulating and pushing him towards homosexuality. He claims the company which makes the iPhone caused the immoral suffering and harm to his mental health. Moscow Perinskov Dizikant Court received Rishnikov's lawsuit. According to the court database, he is scheduled for an interview on October 17th.
Oh, look here.
Oh, very close. His lawyer, Spanskif Raskafar. That's right.
Spanskif
Oskafar insisted that the case was serious, quotation marks, telling the AFP that his client was scared and he suffered. Karaskov said, U.S. technology giant has a responsibility for their programs, despite the alleged exchange of taking places on a third-party app. Last little bit, guys. Apple appears to have no stakes in the gay coin conspiracy, which is currently valued at less than 2 cents.
Mm-hmm.
2 cents.
When was this again? When did this happen?
2 days ago, my brother.
Good Lord, Al.
Russian man sues Apple for turning him gay.
But the thing is that there will be some lawyer that will try and defend that. Mm-hmm. Will try and do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crazy thing about the world now. Like, well, you can commit a really offensive crime.
Yep.
And go, I didn't do it. That lawyer that you've got will try and show the truth that you didn't do it. Yeah, when you know you did it.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you kill that man? Oh, he made a face at me.
I didn't do it.
All right, sure, I didn't do it. It was the demons in my head.
But they'll say, okay, so what was the face? And maybe the face made you do, made him.
Mm-hmm.
So my defendant, that face triggered an emotion. He's apologetic for it, so that should be all fine then.
Yeah.
That's what lawyer, I'm like, that's just...
Mm-hmm.
I won't. Do you want me to do a story? I won't do one.
Sure, if you've got one.
I was just jumping on Mirror now to see what's there, so...
Yeah, sure.
I'll read this one out if I'm driving.
Go for it.
That's not working. You just chat while I'm trying to do it.
I can't believe it. It was just interesting enough to have that story just like... Because an app called, you know, Gaycoin came up on your phone. And you went, you know what? And when I look at something like that, I'm like... All right, gay. So you're paying me to be gay?
Right.
Right, you want me to like men.
I'll read this one out quickly while we're here.
Sure.
Mine says, where is it? I just had it and it's disappeared. All right, here we go. This is from mirror.uk. The headline is, huge 20-inch hairball cut out of teenager's stomach by surgeons.
No.
Warning, graphic content.
Jesus.
Doctors in Ulan Yudir in southern Russia said the teenager's condition is related to the hair pulling disorder known as tetrachotillomania. Not WrestleMania.
Did you put that in?
I added the WrestleMania.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's giving me an ad thing. Okay. Surgeons removed this huge hairball weighing 4.5 lbs from a teenager's stomach. The bizarre procedure took place when the unnamed 19-year-old was admitted to hospital in the city of Ulan-D in southern Russia with severe stomach pains. According to reports, the young woman was vomiting after meals and struggling with a lack of body strength.
Oh, it was a woman.
Yeah. After carrying out thoroughly medical examination, doctors discovered a bizarre, a solid mass ingestible material that had accumulated in her stomach.
Jeez.
The bizarre had filled up almost all of her stomach. Causing immense pain and an ulcer in the intestines, according to reports. There's him having an operation there.
Ugh.
During surgery, doctors removed a huge ball of hair that reportedly measured 50, 10 by 10 centimetres. Head of the surgical team that operated on the teenager, Bator Devikov, said, things like that can begin with an apparently innocent habit of chewing on your own hair. What?
Yep.
The group of people most at risk are young girls and the swallowed hair remains in the stomach. Look at that, bro.
Fuck, man, we've been drinking.
The patient's mother said her daughter received fantastic treatment at the hospital and is almost back to full health. People who swallow their own hair are said to have a psychiatric disorder called trichoplegia. Can't say it, but I'll put it up. The disorder is related to a slightly more common condition where people have an irresistible urge to pull out their hair,
mm-hmm.
or known as another hair pulling disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my weird, wonderful world we live in.
There we go, guys.
Jesus.
What's up, y'all? This is Jay from the Get Joe Podcast. We're a group of four Filipino dudes from the Chicagoland area who simply loves wrestling. With our podcast, we call things how we see it, and we do it in an entertaining fashion. We're critical of the things that we don't like. We applaud the things that we like. We have plenty of heated discussions. We have a sweaty session every week. And we make damn sure that there are a lot of getcho moments in each show. If you don't know what that is, remember Dolph Ziggler? It should have been me. Man, if you don't get your wannabe telenovela actor looking ass out of here, that's what get your is. You'll be leaving each show with a bunch of laughs. Follow us every week on all podcast platforms. Follow us on Twitter at Get Your Podcast. Give us a try.
It's now time for the wonderful world we live in. Issue number 3333. So this will be, by the end of this one, 66 stories. This would have been number 66.
Oh!
And this will actually be the last two to make up the compilation, guys.
That you
guys
half of be, the beast.
That you're listening
not
to
666.
Now, if you're listening to the compilation in November.
See.
Who wants to go first?
I always like to go first. So let me just pull it up on
my... Do you want to just tell people what it is, if this is their first episode and they don't know what it is? Should tell them,
sure.
Tell them what it is, Hell.
The Wonderful World We Live In was a concept that Tom used to do in our group chat many, 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 many moons ago. He would put up a story that he would find online and it would be very interesting. It would be strange, odd, very much... Just shows what a wonderful world we live in, but a bit of in a strange way. Then we just started to develop it on the show. At the end of each show or at the beginning of each show, we would talk about what story we would bring up. Mm. So we found online. So one of my first stories was the piss dungeon in London. The fella was taking a leak one day. He looked down. He saw an eyeball.
Yeah.
And
peeking through the urinal.
I see you.
Where the cake would be. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I think yours was the gentleman who was... 56.
Yeah, the transgender
and decided to be a little girl again.
Wanted to revert back to a 6-year-old girl and was adopted by a family.
Yep, in Canada.
Yeah.
So we just find interesting stories. We don't make light of them. Most of the time, I do because I'm an asshole. Shout out to Romeo Carter, our fat boy Slim out there. I hope you're doing well, sir, with your granola oil. And then
his tofu and veggie diet, guys.
That his missus put him on, and he went to the restroom in there. And well, that's the fun thing that we do about these wonderful world we live is we actually make up our own scenarios of what might have happened.
Or what it looks like.
What might it look like, what it does. Most of the concepts of the stories is sometimes we have some really good ones, and sometimes we have some really fucked up ones.
Yeah, like there's funny comedy ones, like the guy who got the invitation to that stag party by mistake.
That's right.
And still went there.
One of my favourite ones was the two German retirees living in the village decided to escape
the retirement village
and went to where? No, not rock. Yeah. Death metal.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
And then how did we get home?
No, the police escorted them home, which is such
and
a
some good... of the bands even like wrote something to them on Twitter, giving them a shout out.
Judas Priest actually wrote something, these guys effing rock, which was a very cool thing to have.
So it's simply a take on having a bit of a laugh about the weird world we live in. And again, this is actually would be Alan's 33rd story.
Yes.
So he'll be doing 33. And I'll be doing 34. So Alan's going to go first. He's just loading it up now.
Yep.
We actually did some pretty good ones last month. I spoke about the hairball that was cut
out of that teenager's stomach.
And Alan spoke about the Bitcoin...
Gay coin
thing.
In Russia.
Yeah. So go and check that episode out. It's about midway through our Q&A show.
Yep. Are we ready?
I am ready.
Are you ready? Din, din.
Well.
Here we go.
Tell us what to do.
Yeah. It's bad. Masters.
The King of Rock, yeah. The King of Rock.
Oh. Did you just do the Run DMC one?
Yeah.
What is wrong? The King of who?
Yeah, I love it. From WrestleMania 2000. I watched it the other day, and I'm like, here comes Road Dogg and X-Pac.
Against Kane. Was it Kane and Rikishi?
Yeah.
And they had Tori in
there. The King of Rock now. Oh, I love it.
Wow. All right, this is from 9gag, on 9gag.com, and this is in the What the F section, and this was posted on the 9th of October, a couple of days ago. Man had tweezers stuck in his urethra for 4 years.
Stuck in there?
Stuck in there.
Anyone seen it? Where's it gone?
Let's start. The patient, 22... claimed he did not suffer any pain since he inserted a pair of tweezers into his urethra 4 years earlier. Doctors apply pressure on either side of the penis That's what I'm going to say it like
that's
that
how
today.
Doctors say it, do they?
On the bonus.
All right, so the pain's down.
Yeah.
So the
bonus. Hey, there's the bonus. I've never seen. Allison, cancel my 1 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock. It's going to be a long one.
I'm working on the penis.
I'm working on the penis before. That's how we say things down here. To keep the 7-centimeter tweezers closed while squeezing them out of the
shaft. They were open.
Yeah.
So those ones like that.
There's the picture. It's like the piss dungeon again, guys. Doctors apply pressure on either side of the penis to keep the 7-centimeter tweezers closed while squeezing them out of the base of the shaft. If they remove them while they were still open, the sharp ends could damage the urethra.
Oh, I'm driving out of here. Yeah.
This is your house. That's the thing. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm confused because it's like, which way were they put in? Because if they were put in, like, the sharp ends coming out.
The sharp ends were... So he pretty much turned the...
That could tear.
The produce was a report... the progress was reported at the Eulogy Cast report, who said the man visited a clinic in Saudi Arabia where he revealed his history of inserting metal objects in his urethra.
History.
It's me again.
Oh, no.
Oh, bad.
What's up, man? Fist bump.
Yeah. What have you done this time? Big Saturday night, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I put a bullet in my dick.
Come on, then.
Come on, you scamp. Cancel the 2 o'clock. Yeah. Pass this in. Oi!
Yeah, family good? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Have you done your punch card? That's a joke I like to say with a punch card, that our mother always is in at the doctor's.
Yeah.
So they should really go and give her a punch card.
Annie, come on.
Annie, come on. And they punch her in, and if she does, like, 5 visits...
She gets a free one.
She gets a free one and a free sub and a drink.
It's waiting for
her. And that's...
Meatball. Cheesy.
Thank you very much. I'll be on my way. Love you, Mum. You'll never listen to this.
No, she won't. All right.
Doctors said people do it because they are drunk or they have physiological issues. No shit. They often don't present themselves to doctors because of the embarrassment and only seek help from when the problem occurs. In this case, the patient said he is not suffering from any problems with with urinating and was found to be in the physical good health. The x-ray revealed when the tweezers showing the closed end had become embedded in the umbilicus urethra on the top. The tweezers were wriggling out of the patient's was under a general anaesthetic and used forceps to finish it off. The doctor wrote, this is the end now, guys. At the end of this procedure, no ureteral catheter was inserted. The patient vowed void well and went home post-produce. The patient was recommended to undergo a psychological evaluation, but he refused. The patient did not follow up on the outpatient department. And there is a shock potato. Just to end it.
Looks like a penis.
Yeah, looks like a penis before.
But why do it? Yeah. Why? Is it just likes to do it, or what's...
just got off his jollies just by doing? Now I'd like to read some comments if you don't
bored
mind.
Now I was going to stick this in my shaft.
There we go. In 4 years, he never bent in a weird or forced a prong into his penis. Like, how the fuck did he not cause a problem? That's from Whack Jesus.
Whack Jesus.
This is also don't judge who man's love, but damn. That's from Zig LeBlest. But how? This is from Hans Whoop. What a fucking idiot. So it was written, suck it 69420 VV.
Damn, that was my name. I wanted VV.
There's a gift of, Judy pushing down the computer screen.
Yeah, that's out. I'm out.
Fuck this shit. I'm out. But that's probably.
So if we had like advanced civilizations arriving on our planet now, and they meet this dude, that's their first interaction.
One of my favorites here.
Just fucking.
Yeah. Besides, there's someone. Here's another. Master Boy said, "Sounds kinky."
Oh my lord. There's always a few that get off on it.
And this is the last one, which is kind of funny. This is from Melissa Johnson. There's a man with a lead in his pencil. And there we go, guys. Man with tweezers stuck in his urethra for 4 years. And that is my, what were we saying, 43rd?
It is your 33rd.
33rd wonderful world we live in. Yummy.
Fucking hell.
Yep.
That's similar. Remember I did a story about the guy that put the iPod cable up there, mm-hmm. and it got tangled in the, and it was one of the long cords. It wasn't a standard iPhone cord. Mm-hmm. So
he's putting tweezers.
And the funny thing, I actually think, no, it wasn't our 20th. It was around that time, though. The 20th was the egg one. The kid that laid the egg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he was boofing it.
Yeah, that's what they came out, that the family were actually telling him to do it. Yeah.
Put it in your bottom.
Get an Xbox.
Yeah. If you do this, we get Xbox One. We'll get FIFA.
All right. Now, I saw this yesterday. I had two. Ooh. I had one, and then I saw this one. I thought, I'm going to have to do this one. This one outpasses the other one.
Yep.
So I'll read the headline first. Florida man. Florida man arrested for launching filled diapers from catapult at moving cars. That's the gentleman there, Al. Sup, bro?
Look at him. It's you.
Yeah, look.
Someone's like looking at a mirror.
I love he was doing the call me action in his mugshot.
Yeah.
A Florida man in Dade County was arrested this morning after the police caught him launching filled diapers from a homemade catapult at moving cars on a highway.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. A Florida man in Dade County was arrested for launching diapers filled with turds and pee at moving cars on a highway with a homemade catapult he built in his garage. Authorities state the man launched over 60 filled diapers. I was driving my car to the office this cool morning when all of a sudden a diaper exploded on my windshield, a local Florida man stated. The diaper hit my windshield so hard I almost crashed the car. Splattered turds and pee everywhere, I had to pull over. The Florida man has spent the last 30 days filling the diapers himself.
Wow.
With his own excrements.
Oh, so it's just his shit.
Once he had enough diapers filled, he took his homemade catapult to the overpass and began to launch the diapers at moving cars.
The time of purification is now. This is now how I become one with God. Launch the fucking diapers!
What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
And he's just driving down the street and he's just launching them. What a psychotic song to have in the background.
It's like the Simpsons show. You know the Simpsons one where Marge works and they got the shotgun?
But I like that you've gone
What's new, pussycat?
And he's got that on repeat, like, Alexa, yes. Play What's New, Pussycat by Tom Jones. Yeah, yes, no problem. What's new, pussycat?
It was quite the sight to see, a Florida woman said. I immediately pulled over when I saw diapers flying through the sky. Authorities stated that the homemade catapult could launch the diapers at more than 70 miles per hour.
Oh, that's bad. How'd
you get smashed with one of them in the face?
That would hurt.
The catapult was quite an ingenious contraption, a police officer said.
Don't encourage
I've them. Never seen a weapon like this in my 30 years in the police force.
It's my 30 years on the force.
Pretty fucking cool, mate. How'd you make that shit?
Yeah.
And could you make me one?
It was his 45th year on the force. And the day tomorrow was going to be his last day.
And the diver hit him.
And then it hit him. And the rookie just stood there and didn't know what to do. Just tell my wife I love her.
Wait, I can't hear the shit there, mate. Move it.
It's on your mouth. I fell in. Sorry, Chief, you're out.
It's gone now. This is the end here. The catapult was 5 feet high and weighed around 50 pounds. It could launch diapers at a quarter of a mile. In total, the man launched 63 filled diapers at moving cars. The man was arrested and is waiting trial for endangering the public and assaulting with a deadly weapon. Here we go. Mm-hmm. He now faces life in prison.
Wow.
What are you in for? Murder?
Hey, what
are you in for?
Tax and fraudment?
Yeah, what are you in for?
I shoot diapers from the from my launcher.
Alright, no one talk to this dude, he's a fucking psycho. No one talk.
He becomes a gang leader.
And that is my wonderful world we live in.
Wow.
Comments L.
Wow. I'm looking forward to the movie.
Look at this guy. Look at him.
Yeah.
He looks like the guy from Alvin and the Chipmunks. You know the guy who plays Ian?
Yes, yes. Just
like, he's heavily bearded now, but doesn't have hair. Let's zoom in on this guy. Yeah. Charlie Manson a little bit too. Charles Manson a little bit.
Yeah, Charlie Manson. A little mean. Very me. Florida man style. A
little bit of me.
Wow. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the movie that comes out.
Dun, 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 dun.
This summer.
One man.
And they've had enough of society. And now took it in his own actions in his own hands. What are you doing out there?
Let me be.
Let me be. Now it is time. I must become one with God. Diaper man.
Catapult.
Catapult.
Look out, it's shit.
2021. Coming to Netflix.
Oh, and there we go, guys. That is our 33rd edition and 34th edition, making up our 7th complimation of the wonderful world we live in, and we hope you guys have enjoyed listening to it. Bye-bye.
What is the Podern family?
This is Gareth from the Open All Powers podcast.
This is Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast.
This is Matthew McDonough from the Passersby podcast.
This is Nick from the Epic Film Guys podcast.
This is Eric Mocker from the Mockers podcast.
Hey, this is Rick from Ice and the Face.
Hey guys, it's Rad Dad Chad,
J Mills,
and Lil Man
from the Full of Fiber podcast.
Hey, we're Josh and David from the Scotch and Flicks podcast.
Hey y'all, it's Juliet Miranda from the Unwritable Rant podcast.
Hey, this is Bro from the World of Ro podcast.
This is Cyanide from the Little Geek Lost podcast.
This is Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
This is Greg from the Sports Stands podcast.
This is Nock from the Geek Ogre podcast.
We are you, podcasters coming together in a community to help one another grow. So follow us on Twitter at Podern Family and use the hashtag Podern Family in your tweets and retweet other people who do the same. Podern Family, where great podcasts come home.